your host Tori K. Moncrief, and this is episode 6. The topic for today is why people feel the need to wish bad on persons after they have broken up. Now guys, thank you so much for listening each and every week. It warms my heart when I get back the reviews from you all. It just gives me the courage and the strength and the vibe to just, you know, continue this little podcast, because I know, well, not little, because it's gonna be big soon. Yeah, speak it into being. Yeah, so I just want to tell all of you thanks for the support thus far. Thank you for, you know, encouraging me each and every week to continue, and that you enjoy the episodes, and I do hope that you enjoy this episode as well. So today will be me alone that will be on this episode, as my guest host had some difficulties today and I had a hectic week, so it really boiled down to me alone recording today. But I said, no matter what the circumstances or the situation might be, I'm definitely gonna record for you guys this week, so you guys can, you know, still have your episode to listen to. Alright, so I'm just gonna give you my little perspective on the topic on hand today. It's gonna be mostly female. So males, you know, next week we have to go definitely get a couple males. And females as well, because I realized that I have a lot of episodes out there with, you know, males giving their perspective on females, and boy, may I tell you, say them slander me more wild, man, and slander the female them, so me couldn't know, say we have issues to with uno where we need to discuss too, so we're definitely gonna do that next week. But for this week, let's just focus on the topic at hand. All right so as the topic said before, why people feel the need to wish bad on their ex-partner or their ex when they have left. Honestly, I think people just have this mentality where, because you and I were good for a particular period in the relationship and then things started to get bad, it means, say, or you did something to hurt me, it means, say, oh, you must just, if you leave me, you must have the worst life ever, you must prosper and all of that. And to be honest, it is really a crazy way to think, because the way how I look at things, and it's gonna be personal, yes, the way how I look at things, if you and I were together, we had a really good start in the relationship. So for instance, at 6-7 months, we in the honeymoon stage, no arguments, or we have a little fuss, but we, you know, we pass them and we just try to compromise with each other, still getting to know each other and all of that. And then, boom, 8 months time, you start have little issues that kind of leading up to arguments, but they don't lead up that fast. And then 9-10 months down the road, when I have some big old argument here, like, but all of a sudden, no, we just in the phase where we just argue, and we are set things to hurt each other. Because even in arguments, a lot of times persons tend to go down in a them belly bottom to find the worst things to say about you, which is really sad. Because the way how I see it is that if anything that you say to me when we're arguing, chances are it's something that you're thinking in the back of your head, or you have on your chest for a long time that you wanted to say. So the way how I see it, if you see something from the get-go that you don't like, you should point it out to the person. Do it in a respectful way. Talk to them about it. If it happens again, then you can mention it again. And if it's a continuous thing, no, where it becomes a habit, then you can create an argument out of it. But how I see it is that you don't just get up and y'all start having a fuss, and then you start calling the person's names and all of that. Like, it simply goes to show that either you had these thoughts about the person on your head from the get-go, or it's just that you feel like, say, because you're not arguing, you feel the need for win, or you just feel like you need to put down people. And I always say arguments are the root of, let me not say arguments, disagreements are things that help to build the foundation of a relationship, any form of relationship. Why I say that? Because when you have disagreements, it goes to show that nobody is perfect. And it goes to show that you guys are willing to work it out so that you guys can grow from it. You understand? So disagreements can be good and they can be bad. But when it gets to the point, no, where you're having a disagreement with the person, and then you're going to find the worst thing to say to the person, I think that's where it reaches the point where you're not willing to fix the situation with the person. All you're just trying to do is to tear down the person. And a relationship is about helping each other to grow, growing together, building together. You understand? Persons always talk about woman empowerment, and we must empower our women, each other as females and all of that. And men should try and empower their one another too. Should empower their one another too. But I feel like in relationships, we should be trying to empower each other too. It shouldn't be a case where, okay, you and I have a disagreement and you're going to find the worst things to say about me. No, it should not be the case. It should be a case where we're trying to learn from each other and understand each other. So you're going to respectfully say to me, whether the argument get loud or whatever, but you're going to respectfully point your point of views out, explain it to the person so the person can understand, and then the person reciprocates the same thing to you. But it shouldn't be a case where you're going to cuss me off and tell me, oh, I'm the worst person ever, I'm never do nothing for you yet in our life and all of that. No, that should not be the case, because guess what? If I never loved, respect you, and cared about you, I would not be in a relationship with you. And it's not even say the respect and love, care, and love and care part, because you have some persons where they love and respect their friends and they care about the friends, but they're not romantically involved. But the love that I am talking about now, in this, more, it is more love. Let's not say love then. It is more that I decided to choose you to start this journey and of life with. You understand? So if I chose you, it must be because I see traits in you that I really admire, that I really love, and I'm saying that, okay, we can grow together, we can build a life together, we can have kids together, all of that. You understand? So when now you come in at a relationship and have a disagreement, and I know you're going to try to find the worst things to say about the person, chances are you should not be with that person, because obviously the person does not look at you the way that you look at them. And if you're going to get to the stage where you're in a relationship and you're going to find the worst things to say about the person, chances are you need to break it off. Because it means that it's going to be a constant thing that the person does. And as I say, relationships should be about building with each other, growing together, empowering each other. It shouldn't be a case where we have an argument and, as me said before, y'all go tell me, say, oh, I see you still like I are. Like, for instance, I tell you a situation about my past or how my parents dealt with me, for instance, or how a friend dealt with me, right? And then we're having an argument and the situation is totally different, or my ex, for instance, and the situation that we're going through is totally different from the situation that me and my ex went through, right? And then you're going to say, that's why your ex left you, because you just don't listen to people, or because you feel like you want your own thing. Like, no, I told you this because guess what? Me and you in a relationship, we are growing together. So I'm showing you that, okay, this is how I was in my past, or this is how my ex treated me, and I really don't want the same treatment from you. Right? Because when you're getting to know somebody, you're going to be vulnerable. You're going to show them your past. You're going to tell them about your past experiences. You're going to show them where you think that you went wrong in your previous relationships, or in general, where you seem to be a very messed up person in the head, but you're trying to change that and all of that. So when now we're having an argument and then you're going to come back and use that against me, I really don't find it funny. Because if I was so vulnerable, if I was so willing to tell you this about myself, there's no way in hell you should have come down and try to use it against me. I don't agree with that any at all. And if it's going to get to that stage, might as well, bro, you leave me alone. Because me never talk to you for you come use my past against me. No, I'm not depend on that. And if it means, say, you're going to push my past, you're going to make me feel guilty about my past, chances are, me need to leave you alone. Because I'm not going to let you feel guilty about your past. And if it is a point, if you're in a relationship and persons are using your past against you, sweetie, I think it's best to leave that person alone. Because it could be that that person has trust issues and they tell them about their past, or they have something in their past that they haven't let go of. There's a chances are there's a part of their past that they haven't let go of. And now they're bringing it out on you. So the situation that you guys might be going through might be similar to what their ex went through, you know. Them and their ex went through. But because they didn't fully get over that situation, it's like now the situation might be similar in a sense, in a certain sense, but not everything in there is similar. And them just pack up everything from what their ex did to them and fling it on you, you know. And I bring it up back. And really and truly, I don't agree with that any at all. I feel that persons should heal from their past. And as I go back to the topic, I'm talking about persons wishing bad on their ex. I think why persons end up wishing bad on their ex too is because they don't heal from their past. Because if, or they're not, what is the term should I use now? They're not strong enough to move on, because some of them, they feel like if they loved you with all their heart and then you turn around and hurt them and then you guys left, they feel like they don't have the courage anymore to go out there and find love for themselves. So because they feel this way about themselves now, what they try to do is to wish bad on you so you and them can suffer together. Which really, as me said before, it is a crazy ass mentality. But that's what a lot of people do, and it is really sad that people out there think that way. And honestly, if you know somebody where, if you're going in a relationship and any ex that wish bad for you, you know what you can do? Be the bigger person and say, you know what, I'm not going to wish bad for you. I'm going to wish you all the best things in the world. Because guess what? People do make mistakes. And guess what? Even though the person might have operated with you in this relationship, like that in the relationship, chances are they won't do it again. But people must realize that not because you met the person and y'all were good in the beginning or whatever, that means it's going to last forever. We need to have this thing in our back of our minds. It's not that you're wishing bad on your relationship, you know, or you really want a relationship to end, or you're preempting things. But we have to be realistic. Things are going to happen, and the person's true colors are going to come out after a while, and you're just going to realize that, all right, me can't work with this, you know. So we better just cut it off. And a part of life, you win some, you lose some. And that's what some people are. And even coming down to just as simple as liking. If you don't like, for instance, from a female's perspective, if I don't like a guy and me realize, say, okay, me they gonna give him a try, but me realize, say, me not really like the one I'm in a seem on a relationship level and thing. And you realize how the guy operates, and you decide to, alright, you're not gonna bother tell him, say you don't like him, you're just gonna distance yourself. You eventually now the guy realizes that, okay, you distance yourself, you move away. The person still have put out the effort, but the way how you distance yourself is not like you were leading the man the same way, you understand? You just, you know, move on with your life in a sense, right? Which, it kind of sound messed up. But sometimes that's how you have to deal with situations. Because not everybody you can sit down and talk to and say, listen, me not like you like that, you know. I don't see myself in a relationship with you. And the person say, okay, move on with your life. And then you still have a good relationship. You have some people, if they like you, and then put out the effort for you, and then you go tell them, say, yo, me not like you the same way. Then cuss your note to thy kingdom, come and tell them about your part. Because even as simple as liking, you know, you're the person may not have been in a relationship. You and the person may not have been in a relationship, and you just like them, and them would have wish bad pan the same way. And it's just really, really crazy. More wild mafia say, then people could have really think like this. And that's why I always have to remind myself that people are different. persons take different situations differently, and I cannot expect that everybody's going to react the way I react. But as I said before, as simple as liking, people will wish bad for you if you don't like them back. Like, they won't wish bad, say, nobody don't like you like that. Or they won't wish, say, you know, find a partner who loves you, who love you and all of that. And it's really sad that you would really go out of your way and think these negative things for my life. And then most times you think these negative things about other people's life, and it end up come back around upon you because of you push the energy upon yourself. You understand? It's just like case in point. Like, for instance, you and somebody are friends, right? And then something happens between the two of you, and you broke off the friendship. You know, the person who constantly sits and talk about it, it only... let me not use that example. Let me find another example, guys. Sorry about that. Alright, for instance, you and somebody are friends, right? On a break up the friendship, you have it up on your chest. Or you have up the person on your chest. You think, say, you having up the person on your chest are gonna affect the person? Majority of the time that there's somebody there gone about them business. Or even just as simple as stressing yourself over a particular situation. Sometimes you stress yourself over sitting on the person where you're and the situation where you're stressed over, the person where you're stressed over. Chances are that the person that goodly not even business boy, you just gone about them business, and you that they are stressed, kill off yourself, have up on your chest, and you stress out yourself, you look dragged down, you can't sleep. Well, not say can't sleep, but you kinda just, you know. Your energy around you just not light and free. And that's what me always say. You see, if you and somebody have beef and then you and the person stop talk, find some way to let it out. Because sometimes we're like, oh man, the person stop talk and that's just it, it don't really matter. You know, it's not like say you feel any way about it. And sometimes you might think that you don't feel any way about it. But chances are, that is if you get, when you get to the stage where you're really, let's say mature, and like situations similar to what happened, like, alright. So the first time you're going through something, it hurts you bad. Like, guys always tell me, most guys that I talk to, always tell me, say, do you see them first relationship that are in a high school and the person left them? It's like, that just make them, that honestly, those relationships, those early relationships in their life, just make them have one different point of view, point one. And it's really sad that they allow this to basically shade their judgment or shade how they look at things. But sometimes the first time you go through one situation, it'll go up hurt you. Hurt you big time. To the point where you feel like, say, you're just done with people and you can't bother no more or whatever. But eventually, over time, when these situations start occurring again, like the second time, you're going to still feel hurt about you and you're probably going to say, yo, me can't bother. And like the third time, you still feel a little way, but it don't bother you as much. And then the fourth and the fifth time, you just start, you know, be like, okay, fine. We got through this already. There's nothing worse that you can do to me to hurt me in this situation, so... We're not going to ball over you. But at the same time, persons still need to make ensure that if you and somebody break up, or even any situation in general, if you and the person break up, don't wish bad for them. Try find some other way to let out how you feel. Talk to a friend, talk to a family member. If you need to call the person and cuss them off, because sometimes we do need closure. Closure is something that is very important. I feel like everybody needs closure. Whether it be to just cuss out the person and tell them, say, yo, don't call out the phone, whatever. Whether it means if you block them and just ignore them out of your life. Some form of closure is important. And then after closure is healing. Because a lot of us, too, is not just wishing bad on the person. And sometimes, too, we carry over this hurt into our other relationships without even realizing, and we still stuck on with ex, and we still wish bad from with ex, and then now we have this negative energy around. We see me going back to negative energy. You have this negative energy around you, and then the person who you talk to now is like, every little thing where them do where kind of similar to your ex, or probably not even similar to your ex, you flip about it because, you know, you just not, you want to fully heal from your relationship. And it is really sad that we don't allow ourselves to heal any at all. It is really sad. And I think that as human beings, both male and female, especially males, need to heal from their past relationships when you just come out of it. Because a lot of what you try to do to hide the relationship, or to not hide the relationship, to hide the hurt, you either talk bad about your ex to somebody where you talk to. You either try hide it, the hurt, by just having sex with a bag of females. You either hide the hurt by drinking it away, smoking it away, partying it away. Something. And I'm not judging men. And I don't want you guys to feel like I'm judging you. But to be honest, some of you don't heal from a relationship, past relationship. And then now, you find a woman who you really like and probably see a future with her. But because you haven't fully healed from that before, it's like you carry all over that negative energy and all that negativity, and you just come put it on the female. Like, initially, you know, good at everything, but like one simple slip, this female slip, is like you know, bring that over upon the female. And probably you all are really into the situation so seriously, and you know, serious like that. You understand? So sometimes, as me say, healing is very important. You see, all me. You see, if me, I talk to somebody, and then me and the person leave, whether it be 6 months, 5 months, or whatever, I take at least another 6 months. Even if it means a year, 2 years, it no matter. Me make sure so me take time and heal. Because guess what? If you don't heal, chances are you're going to end up damaging other relationships that you really don't need to damage. It is really important to heal, especially when you come out of like lengthy relationships too. It is so important to heal, and I will forever say it. It is important to heal. And healing doesn't mean that, as me say, back to the topic, it doesn't mean say you have to go cuss off your face something there. Not cuss off your ex. It doesn't mean that you should go and wish bad on your ex. Wish them all the best same way in your life. You understand? Because guess what? Sometimes people do some things to you, you know. And you say, why them do that to me? And them not necessarily do it to other people out there. Because sometimes too, it's just how you present yourself to the person. And some people are like yous and all them something. So you, like for instance, you as a man, right? You have a bag of money, or you have a bag of assets. And females always are running down for it. And you always are lead with that. Chances are them just going to use you. So sometimes you need to adjust. Let's not say adjust. Just be real with you when you're approaching people. And if you be real and them want to take advantage of you, you cut and left them. And that is the next thing too. Never, ever, ever you sit in a relationship and you feel bad about something, or you don't like something, and you decide for compromise and say, alright, you will look past it and whatever. And you just sit down there and you constantly take the hurt from the person. Never, ever you do that. You make sure, say, you put yourself first and make sure, say, you have the courage to walk away. Never you let the person walk away before you. Because at the end of the day, when the person walk away, and because you have been investing so much and looking past so much, you end up hurting yourself more, and the person gone live their life. Never yet you do that. And even if you end up, even if the person walk away before you, you still stand up firm, hold your head high and go through, and don't wish bad for the person. You make sure so you still wish the best for them. Because you are making sure that you always have a light, positive energy. Never let anybody at all drain the energy or make you change how you you view life or how you used to operate or how you operate. Never let anybody change you. You change because you want to change. And yes, situations are going to change you. And yes, you're going to get mature and things about you are going to change. But who you are at your core, never let anybody change that, you hear? Because once they walk away and then you change, you are the one who ends up in very... in situations that you would normally find yourself in. Or you start gathering people, you start push out this energy where people with that same type of energy start getting attracted to you, and then you just have this negativity around you. So never you change who you are at your core, especially when you're entering a relationship, during the relationship, or after the relationship. Never you change who you are. So if you're a person who usually wishes good on people, whether them hurt you or not, never yet let a relationship change that about you till they start wishing bad on the person. Never you do that. And chances are, karma is a bitch. Yes, it is. Karma is a bitch, so guess what? If the person did you wrong, chances are they're going to get an ass whooping for it in life. So you don't need to be the one to wish bad on them or ensure that they get their ass whooping or be the revengeful one to go get back at them. No, you don't need to do that. You continue living your life. You continue being you. And the right people will fall into your life. And guess what? We all have to go through situations so that we can grow. So that we can become better in life. So that we can handle other challenges that were going to come our way. Because these simple little things is just to help us grow. And guess what? They eventually go away. Guess what? You eventually get over them. Heartbreak on them something there. You need people if understand, say, people eventually get over that. People eventually get over people. So if you come and hurt me now, and me might sit on yourself and cuss about it if 45 minutes. It is my way of letting it out. But me know, say, at the end of the day, I must get over it. Because I am bigger and better than the situation that is affecting me now. Me know, say, my heart is good. And I knew I put my best into it no matter what. So you can come now and expect, say, because you hurt me, I'm going to change who I am or I'm going to wish bad on you. Mm-mm. No, sweetie, I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it because that's just not who I am. And I'm always tell myself, I'm never going to change who I am just because of us, because you hurt me or whatever. No, I'm not going to do it. And also, as I talk about change, persons feel like when you go into a relationship, and especially females, I'm gonna go pound on females. Most times when you go in a relationship and things you can't change, man. Let me tell you something here. You can't change nobody if they don't wanna change. You can't change not even your pity, you can't change if you don't want change. Persons must be willing to change or compromise because they respect and love you. Not because they're not for change because you have forced them to change. No, it is not genuine. And at the end of the day, it means that they're just going to revert back to them old self. You understand? And if you meet a person the way they are, just know, say, that's how they're going to be for the rest of the relationship. So if from the get-go you realize certain things about them that you don't like, you need to just snip it in at the bud and tell them, say, yo, I don't like it. And if they can try and, you know, adjust it for you because you're willing to try a relationship for them. And if they don't want to adjust it, then guess what, sweetie? Move on with your life. Both male and females, move on with your life. You don't need to fix people and people don't need to fix you. And if there are situations too in the relationship or situations that occur that you don't like and the person repeatedly do it, guess what? Cut them off too. And also, as we talk about cut off, people always feel, say, when you go in a relationship, friends that you had before, you must cut them off. Listen, don't do it. Don't cut off nobody for nobody. Because most times, the person that you cut off for the person that you're in a relationship with, when you want that this money, they break up, chances are them the people that you cut off, you have to run back to. It's just that when you're in a relationship, you know, if you're on the person used to operate a certain way, or person used to operate a certain way, you know, so you have to go set boundaries and make them know, say, listen, I'm in a relationship now, so whatever hanky panky or whatever we used to go on with, you know, so that can't go on anymore. But no, cut them off. Don't do it. And chances are, them the same people that we see up on the road and probably have to go help you out of the situation. Because I guess so, your man not always the wrong. Or your woman not always the day. So you have to just live cordial with people. I just say you go. But guys, I know I spoke about various things in this episode. And they needed to be spoken about. And that's just my point of view and everything. But as me say, if you and somebody were together and uno left, don't wish bad upon the person. Just move on with your life. It's gonna be hard, don't get me wrong. Especially if them do some really wicked things to you, like just use you because of what you have. Now them look at something. It's gonna be hard. But never you yet change who you are at the core, or how you view people, or how you operate in life. Never let them change you. You change because you want to change. And as me say, no wish bad upon nobody. Because what you wish upon other people, chances are it going to come back on you. And as me say, and sometimes we just say something. Sometimes you just say some things out in the world and you might not mean it. But it most times it come back around and haunt you. Just like if you keep on and say, boy, your life hard and you can't bother and you're not gonna meet nobody where you even like in relationships. You're not gonna meet nobody where you like you and whatever. I used to be like that. Or sometimes I would have those thoughts or I would voice them. But I'm realizing that you can't do that to yourself. You have to always be speaking positivity no matter how you're hard, no matter how you're going to relationships, point up relationships and people deal with you. No matter what, you just still be positive and keep it moving. Just continue growing, just focus on other parts of your life, because most times do you know what you have to do in order for things fall into place, especially relationships. More values of your focus on other things in your life. Focus on your career, focus on building you, focus on your family, focus on your friends, and eventually you just find the right partner and everything just fall right into place. So don't rush the process. Sometimes what happens is that someone will find a partner when we are 50, someone will find a partner when we are little pitney. Someone will find a partner, like we grew up with a partner and then eventually realize that, oh, we love this person and we come from far and decide to get married. Sometimes when you find a new partner when you're in your 20s, sometimes you find a new partner, sometimes you just find somebody where you know, say, alright, you are. May not find the perfect person for me, or you decide to go work with this person because yes, they have some flaws that you really don't like, but you're just willing to try with them the same way. So that's all you have to do. But never you yet allow people to make you wish bad upon them. Not do it. Come on, well, as me tell you, it'll come back around upon you. Anyways, guys, that's just my point of view. Yes, I know you might get be wondering, like, Turkey just there, chat. Yeah, me love chat. We love chat. I wish I really had somebody here with me this week, but that's not the case. And I think I really enjoyed this talking to you guys and sharing my point of view. And I hope you guys really enjoy this episode too. And thanks again, I just want to say thank you for the love and support thus far. And I really hope that you all have listened to the previous episodes that have been uploading and that you've been sharing with your friends and family. And just continue the love, just continue sharing, spreading the love and the joy and the positivity. Alright guys, I hope you're all keeping safe throughout this pandemic. Every time I talk about the pandemic here, me have to sigh. Me have to just shake my head, because I mean, this thing is reaping havoc in the entire world. And I know a lot of us know it's really hard to even quarantine, down to quarantining is really hard. You know, just stuck in your house, you can't go nowhere. You feel like it'll drive you crazy, and mentally it could all affect you too, and you don't even know. And you probably start taking note on others. But guys, in a quarantine, as much as the things that you might be doing getting boring, try find some new way, you know? Try find something new for do. Try meet new people. I don't know, just try something new. And even persons out there who lost their job since March and haven't getting a source of income and who not fear just live on the edge, why just keep positive as much as possible, keep the faith. And those who are still, you know, working and have the money or whatever, even if another money you're giving the person, give the person some form of support, whether emotional support or spiritual support, something. Send them a quote throughout the day, make them feel good about themselves. If you can't afford to even squeeze something for them in your grocery, squeeze something in them for your grocery, man. Even if you're like me, you know, like my mom, she plants a lot of stuff. Before even the COVID, she was planting, but now she's even planting more. And we have stuff we have a good amount of stuff. So what we try to do, we try and make sure, say, we give to our friends and family. And even people out there who don't have it, we still try and help them out, because, you know, it is good to help out, especially in these times, because it helps people to keep going. And we don't want nobody run here do nothing out of the ordinary to themselves, if you know what I mean, because I don't like using that word and I'm not going to start using it today. But I hope y'all can read between the lines. So we don't want none of that run here. So we just try, you know, support and love each other. And as me say, just keep safe, follow the protocol, 6 feet distancing, wear your mask, because now them say the COVID, especially here in Jamaica, which coming to level now, so almost just being at everybody from COVID. So just wear your mask, keep the distance as much as possible, use the protocol to heal people, but just be socially distant, but use the technology. Yeah, but take friend them, check up on them, call them, family member, everybody. All right, guys, so thank you so much for the love and support. Bye.